That's right, folks. You hear the sound of the lions roaring in the background. Hopefully, by that sound, you can tell what this podcast is going to be about today. That's right. We're going to be reviewing the Lions of the League. Big time ballers, back at you again for another episode. Welcome, folks, to another amazing episode of the Big Time Ballers Podcast. So as I mentioned, you know, as we're leading up to the season, we're just going to keep bringing you guys podcasts. We're going to do it for a couple months. We're going to take a little break. And then if anyone wants to get on, like I said, I'm always open. Just feel free to hit me up and let me know that we can definitely get you on in an episode. So as I mentioned, you know, we have these stats in the league. Might as well use them, share them with you guys, just so everyone can know where we are. So when it comes to the league, you know, we have our own Lions of the League page. And the Lions of the League page is where we keep all of our record holders. And currently, the league has a total of 5 records. Most wins in a season, most points in a season, most points in a season game, most points in a playoff game, and I think my personal favorite is the longest regular season win streak. So today what I'm going to do is, I thought about this episode, and instead of just looking at the Lions of the League page and just going through just the 5 topics and reviewing those names, I wanted to add a little history to this as well, which I think would be pretty important. And as I go through, you know, what we'll talk about, not just who the current record holders are, but just folks that have done some stuff, some special stuff over the years as well, right? So we're just going to add a little history to it as well as we go through. And for the first one, most wins in the league, we are going to include 2014 for that one only. All the other ones we're going to pick up from 2015 when we started on CBS. So without further ado, here we go. So we're going to start with the most wins in a season. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to highlight the team that had put up the most wins per season, just dating back, just looking back in history. And then when I get to the record holders, obviously I'll call you guys out as well. So let's go for it. 2014, the team that had the most wins in a season based on the guys that are currently still in our league. Mark had 8 wins back in 2014. And we're just going to keep rolling through these guys. 2015, Luke and Ryan, Griffin brothers, man. I feel like every time I talk about, you know, a record or some sort of accomplishment, I can't say it without mentioning Luke or Ryan. So Luke and Ryan tied for the most wins in 2015 at 9. 2016, Luke came back and said, you know what, Ryan, I don't want to share the spotlight with you. And then Luke came back and Luke had 9 all by himself. 2017, interesting year, definitely milestone. Ryan and Bill both had 10 wins. And this was the first time in league history that we've ever had a team have double digits wins in a season. So 2017, Ryan and Bill both had 10 wins. 2018, again, this guy Luke doesn't like to share the spotlight, said, screw your 10 wins, I'm going to one-up you. And Luke came in and scored 11 wins. And that was, you know, that's what started, you know, Luke being the first guy here listed on our most wins in a season on the Lions of the League page. So 2018, Luke with 11 wins. 2019, Chris and our dear buddy Steve Wall both had 10 wins. Again, rest in peace, Steve. You know, it's funny how, you know, I know Chris and Steve were close, and you know, to look here at 2019 and see that they both led the league with 10 wins, it's pretty amazing to see. 2020, my favorite, one of my favorites. He used to be my all-time favorite until he kind of let me down a little bit, but I think he's slowly working his way back. That's right. It's you, Bill. You know I love you. Bill, 2020, standing alone at 10 wins. And then we're just going to jump into, so 2021, Ryan decided that he wanted to share the spotlight with Luke. So then Ryan came in with 11 wins, tying Luke for the most wins in a season. And then, of course, Cam, he wanted to be part of the Griffin family. And then he came with 11 wins in 2022. So for the most wins in a season, we have three teams that are tied for the most wins at 11, Luke, Ryan, and Cam. Great job, fellas. It'll be really good to see if someone can actually get to 12. I don't, that's not easy, but it would be quite the accomplishment if someone can do that. Now let's jump down into most points in a season. So as I mentioned, we're going to pick up at 2015. So 2015, the team with the most points in a season was Luke with 1807.4. 2016, like I said, here it is again. It's Ryan, right? Luke and Ryan. I can't get through a list without these guys. 2016, Ryan with 1728.5. 2017, back to back, it's Ryan again at 1663.9. 2018, it's Jesse. Happy belated birthday, Jesse. I hope you had a good time, bud. 2018, Jesse, 1899.9. 2019, the GOAT. There's just the GOAT. That's it. Nothing else needed to be said here. Chris at 1909. Chris definitely, he was holding that down for quite a bit until his heart got broken last year. But we'll get to that. 2020, my once all-time favorite, Bill. 2020 led the league with 1755. 2021, Nate with 1893. And then 2022, Mark came and set a new record and is the current record holder for the most points in a season with 1911.9. Great job there, Mark. Mark holding that spot down. 2020, 2021, 2023. The Smith brothers, Bill, Nate, and Mark. Just putting up points like it's nothing. Great job there, guys. All right, now we're going to jump into the most points in a season. And this one here, let's jump back to 2015. Most points in a season game in 2015 was our good buddy, Big Daddy Gus. Steve Wall, you know, he scored 196.5 points against his good buddy, Chris. 196.5 against Chris, who scored 142.8. 2016, Heavy Hitters. Some of you may not know who the Heavy Hitters was, but Heavy Hitters was Troy. I know some of you work with Troy. Some of you may or may not know him. So Troy scored 185 against RJ. RJ's 122. 2017, Tyler, T-Van 32, scored 173.8. against RJ, who scored 112.4. 2018, show me your titties, Jesse. 189.6 versus Cam's 107. 2019, Luke and his Balzac that hurts. 169.9 against Who Dat Nation, Chris, to go at 145.9. 2020, my lovely favorite, Bill. 188.4 against Ryan, who scored 136.7. 2021, Luke at 176.7 against Cam, who scored 139.2. Which then brings us to 2022, Mark's record-setting performance of 204.2 against Luke, who scored 165 that week, which is just tough, man. That's heartbreaking to score 165 points and lose. Also want to point this out, the week that Mark scored at 204 points, he had zero from his kicker that he had in his lineup, but he did have 18. His kicker on his bench had 18 points. So just imagine, it's just would have been an unbelievable day for Mark. But nevertheless, his 204.2 points, it was good enough to put him in the record books, line of the league. Just unbelievable performance. Now we're going to jump into most points in a playoff game. And going back to 2015, 203 200.3. Again, record-setting performance by Mark. This was done against Jason, two girls, one cat, back in 2015. So this 200.3 playoff game here by Mark just goes to show you how long this has been sitting here, right? So this one has been in the league for a long, long time, and it's going to be tough seeing if anyone's going to break this. So if we really take a look at this, guys, Mark is actually on the League of Legends Lions page for 200 performance games. One in the regular season, one in the playoffs. And he also has the most points in the season. Just unbelievable. So Mark is holding 3 of the 5 total records in the league. He's not sharing any of them. He's all by himself. The other two are shared by other folks, but not this. Mark just... He doesn't want to share the spotlight with anyone. Great job there, Mark. 2016 heavy hitters in the quarterfinals. Scored the highest against Bill. 2017. The guy in 2017. I'm not even going to mention his name. Doesn't mean that he's nothing to me. You guys know how important this draft is. You guys know how we stress this over and over as much as we can. You know, this was a person that on draft day reached out and told us that he didn't realize the draft was today and he's up somewhere camping. Bullshit. There's any one of you, I'll tell you right now, any one of you guys come to me and say, oh, I didn't know the draft that we've been doing for the past 9 years on the same exact day, and all the emails and texts you guys sent out, I somehow missed it all, didn't know the draft was today. Any one of you guys come to us with that, you're probably going to be replaced as well. I'm sorry, but it's just the most bullshit excuse I've ever heard from a person. Not even going to mention his freaking name, just not worth doing it. There's some other shit that this person did that is just off the chain, and it's just like, fuck him. But anyway, so there's a guy that he actually scored 191. But what I'm going to do, I just wanted to mention this just so you guys are aware. I'm actually going to remove this person so that they've already been removed. But as I was going through the history, I just decided to take their score completely out of the equation and then bring it down to the person who had the second highest score. Which was Chris, who had 169 in a quarterfinal game against Mark, who scored 130. So for 2017, Chris, 169 in a quarterfinal game against Mark. 2018, it's Chris again at 152 in the final against you fucking fuckface. T. Yep, 2018, lost to Chris in the finals. I scored 115. Well, I did not, for some reason, I skipped over 2019 here. Don't know what happened there, but I think 2019, there was an issue with the website. I'll actually get back to you guys on that one, so my apologies. 2020, Bill, 187.2 against Luke's 135 in the semifinal, but just kind of want to point this out really quick. Because then Bill went on to score 185 in that finals against Ryan, who scored 129. Luke actually scored 200.9 points that year. However, it was in a third place game, so that doesn't count because you've already lost in the playoffs. And really, third place game, yes, you're playing to get your money back. But the way I calculate these is you have to win. The games you play have to have some sort of meaning towards winning the championship, and in a third place game, that's just not the case. So that's why Luke's 200.9 points does not count against being eligible for doesn't count to be eligible for the League of Legends Lions page. 2021, Jesse scored 154.7 over T, 133. That one was another heartbreaker. 2022, T with 161.7 against Mark, 129.7. It's the highest for 2022 playoffs. Then we're just going to jump into the longest regular season win streak. And as I mentioned, you guys know, like I said, this one is my personal favorite. I think it's the hardest one to achieve. And I'm really proud, at the same time, jealous of all the names that currently are listed next to this. And we have four guys that are tied for seven games in a row. So we have Bill, who first set the mark in 2017. We then had Luke, who came in 2018, tied it at seven. We have Chris, who then came in 2019 with seven. And then we had Cam, who came in 2020 with seven, and then just lost the last game of the season. That would have put him over the top. But again, great job by all you folks here. I really, really appreciate everyone's efforts. Thank you guys so much for being part of this league. Thank you guys so much for fighting every single day to try to, you know, even if it's not, you know, if even if you're out for the runnings of winning the championship, at least, you know, there's always a chance that you could make it to the Lions page, right? So, again, I appreciate you all. I hope you enjoyed another episode of the Big Time Ballers podcast. And, again, great job to all of you folks who have done well enough to be part of the League of Legends Lions page. Lion Roar. We're out.